Testing, testing. 1, 2, 1, 2. I wonder, do I have to make a... Oh! It worked! Yay! Hello! Hi! I think I started the recording too, so hopefully it can be saved for later. Double checks. I haven't done a Twitter space in a long time. Clicking, clicking. Oh my gosh, maybe I could do like the. Oh my gosh, hello, oh my gosh, this is so fun. Oh my gosh, what's the occasion? Oh my goodness, oh my gosh, I just wanted to talk a little bit because I think I mentioned earlier on stream that I wanted to watch the Splatoon 3 Championship 2023 qualifier recap that Shiny did. And but I also wanted to tell you all about the show that I just went to. I made some new friends recently, and one of the friends in the group, this is the group of actors and actresses I got to hang out with when I was doing the production. And one of them was in a production, and we went to go see her, and it was really awesome. It was beautiful. It was like this whole thing about like music and nature, and it was really beautiful, and it was really quick, but I enjoyed it a lot, and it was such a wow, it was such a humbling experience. I feel like I learned a lot about like our, I don't know, our experience as humans on this earth. It was so beautiful, but that was really cool. But now I wanted to go back and finally watch the thingamabob. So that's why I'm here. That's why we're here today. And I recorded it, so hopefully people can stop by in VOD Gang, Twitter Spaces VOD Gang, to watch it. But I have my Switch, and you can watch it. Well, actually, yeah, we can do this. If you want to watch along, you can either be VOD Gang, you're watching along, or you can try to watch along. I don't know. Maybe I should put it in the Twitter Space. I wasn't sure what all I was going to talk about, because I might talk about other things or might do my chores while we hang out and stuff. Here, let me like your message since I answered it. But if you have any questions or anything, you can put it in the thingamabob, and then when I read it, I'll like it. Okay. So go to, if you have your Switch in front of you go to Nintendo Switch Online at the bottom. Can you hear it? I don't know which error code has it. I'll just play it really, really loud. Let me make sure I have my mic mode on wide spectrum. Can I do that? Oh no! Currently unavailable, so we're just on standard mode. Okay, here we go. Hi. Hello, Professor Jamal. Hello, Demon Warrior. Hello, Advent. Hello, Wayne, Cuddy, and Simon. Hello. Okay, so you open Nintendo Switch Online Store, and then under Home. Oh that is our Bread Security Services officer right there. Okay. Oh my gosh, Archangel. Excellence! This is awesome. Details. Wow! Okay, max volume. This is so cool.
Hi,
It's a
everyone.
wow! That's our Bread Security Services. Oh my goodness. Are we chatting here or on mic? We can chat here. Good question. Hello, Professor Jamal. Hi. I saw your message. Oh my gosh, this is so crazy. Okay, start from the beginning. Oh, it's 6 minutes. That's so cool. What's it like being so cool? Okay,
Hi,
start it
everyone.
over.
Shiny Hunters out here. The sponsor of Mario
Whoa. Nice overlay.
out to all Mario Kart fans. Take a
Wow.
look at the journeys and games
Let's
that
take a
have
look.
helped
Yeah.
make Nintendo
I don't know if you guys can hear it, but I'm watching it right now.
Mario
Oh.
Kart's favorite Star Wars themed rides in
Starburst.
place and helped us gear up
Oh, they
for
have
the
like, oh
ride.
wow, this is gonna be so cool.
Jump
Whoa.
into Morgan and the Snare
I
Pit
always feel
and
like
Bowser's
watching
Fist
like
Pit
Splatoon
with
replays is
Bowser's
always so tough
Bowser's
because it always takes me a
Bowser's
little bit to realize
Bowser's
what's
all at the
happening.
top of the spinner, and able to help bring down that
Oh
amazing Amiibo Splatoon
wow.
to double kill for their team.
Oh my
This
gosh.
allows them to quickly
Oh my
recover
gosh,
from
this
the
map is
Bowser
so
Fist
hard.
and extend their lead from right there.
Oh
It also
wow.
allows them to cement their belief in Super Mario Bros.
Oh.
Another huge power of this team is the fact that they're able to
Jackpot.
play a fight. Despite being two
Oh.
members down, he's able
Oh
to
my gosh, when
climb the
was this
stage jump
event?
and get a couple of huge slaps.
That's so
And on
cool.
top of that, uses the drum roar of their
Oh my
team
gosh.
to get the lead trained onto Gary.
Oh, wow. Splatoon is so cool. I'm so glad I started playing it. It's so fun. Well, I like how there's like arrows. That's so cool. It's like action. It's like sports. Oh my gosh, I would love to go to like a Splatoon esports event. I think that'd be so fun to like watch live. Like in person, I think that'd be so fun. Could imagine just going to like a basketball court and instead of watching basketball, you watch Splatoon. That'd be so cool. Imagine like you go to like a paintball, but it's Splatoon instead. Okay. Second team that qualified. I like the name Star Post. Jackpot! That's so fun. Oh my gosh, we just saw a fight between Starburst and Jackpot. Splatoon is so cool! Oh my gosh. Wow. So professional. Oh my gosh. Wow. I like the stinger. I like the stinger transition. It's so fun. Ba-ba-ba. How are you guys, by the way? Do let me know. We're just chatting here on Twitter Space. Wow! Oh wow! I like how they have like the circles and the X's. It helps me like keep track of what's going on a lot better. Oh my gosh! I was never really a huge fan of sports, but I feel like esports has like totally changed the game for me. Wow. Whoa, this is so well done. Okay, there's more. We're only halfway. Oh. Oh, it was in Seattle, huh? Oh my gosh. Rainy City. Yeah, I was about to say Windy City, but that's Chicago. Crush Soda. Okay. Oh my gosh. Maybe I should pay attention to more like professional Splatoon stuff. I feel like I don't know too much. Wilson's is doing all right in yourself. I'm doing great. Doing good. Just getting late night work done. Nice. Nice. Hope the work goes well. I think I'm gonna do some cleaning. I might do my dishes or clean up my room a little bit. I need to clean up the area that I can't finish upholstering my chair because I don't have the tacks. I need to order them. So I need to put my project away somewhere so it's not just on my floor. Whoa. Whoa. I am. Oh my gosh, I dropped an earbud. Silly me. Doing good. Realized I was a bit of a fool. No, you're not a fool. Got a stream schedule wrong, so I didn't have to skip a lecture. Oh, nice! Education's very important. What lecture? What topic? Oh, whoa. What is the game mode where with the football again? I remember that one. That one was so tough. Oh, wow. Do you guys want to do more like the mini games? I don't know what they're called. That was really fun when you did it last time. Wow. Wait, so when is it? Wow. Duck Gang! Duck Gang! That's such a fun name. Let's see. Who's here? Hello! For those who just popped in, how are you guys doing? We're chatting on Twitter Spaces. Wow. Oh my gosh. It's for those who just popped in, I'm watching the Splatoon recap. Oh my gosh, wow. Wow. Welcome in. Oh my goodness. Oh. Yeah, I think it'd be so fun. Let me check. See if anyone responded to my question. More Splatoon, please, of course. Oh, chemistry, admin says. Oh. I see. Oh. The Splatoon 3 Championship 2023 qualifier recap. Stay fresh! That was so fun! Good job! Live stream starts on September 4th at 2 p.m. Pacific. Wow! Good job! Wow, it's so cool seeing all the cool stuff that the archangels do. Wow, you guys are so cool. What's it like being so cool? That's so exciting. Oh my gosh, oh no, I have my Switch out. I want to play Xenoblade. No, I need to do some cleaning. Okay, I'm gonna do some cleaning. Do you guys want to chat with me, or do you guys want to stick around while I do some cleaning? What got you wanting to start a space? Yeah, so on stream, great question, Wilson. I on stream earlier, we were talking about the Splatoon 3 championship qualifier thingamabob that Shiny got to do the recap thingamabob for. And I think he's also doing like hosting as well, or commentating. Yeah. And so I was like, oh my gosh, I need to go check it out. So it's on the Nintendo Switch Online thingamabob on your Switch, so you have to watch it there. But that was really cool. That was really fun. And then I also, my friend invited me to a show that one of our other friends is in, and I went to that right after stream. It was a very last minute invite, but I was like, oh my gosh, I'll try to make it. So yeah, I was like, because I didn't like rush to end stream or anything. I told him, I was like, I don't know if I'll make it, but we'll see. So I ended stream and I was like, oh my gosh, what time was it again? And then I looked at it and it was just enough time. I did show up a little bit late, but it wasn't that bad. They started a little late. So that was really cool. They had really good like music and dancing, and like the theme of like the show was really nice too. It made me think a lot. So, and now I think I'm gonna just clean up a little bit. Could ask you the same thing, Rita. You are so cool. We're all cool. Yeah, great work, Shiny. Good job. Oh my goodness. That's our Bread Security Services officer. Nice. But I don't know. Yeah, so I'm just here now. I finished what I wanted to talk about and stuff. Oh my gosh. My Switch said successfully downloaded update for Splatoon 3. Yippee! But I guess what I'll do for the rest of the spaces is I'll just clean up my upholstery project. I think that's what I'll do. I didn't get to fin I think I told you all earlier on stream. I didn't get to finish upholstering my chair because I don't have I went to the store and they said that they had upholstery like tacks, but I guess it was like a different store. And because the store clerk was like, we're fresh out. We just ran out. So I have to order them online. I don't know where else to grab them. But I think it'll be fine. I don't need this chair right away. I just don't want to have it sitting around like not doing anything. I don't know. It wasn't broken per se. So I didn't want to toss it out. I thought I'd give it some new life. I guess I'll grab a broom. Because I should have been smarter about this. I should have put down like a tarp or something when I was taking out the upholstery nails or staples, I guess. But it was a very spur of the moment decision. Oh my gosh, sorry, I was getting my broom. Very spur of the moment decision. I just saw it in the corner and I was like, wait, I should reupholster that chair. I have fabric. I can reupholster that chair. And then I just sat down on my floor and I looked around and I grabbed a knife from like a toolbox. And I just sat down and I started, because I don't have any like upholstery tools. I've never done it before. So I just sat down, grabbed like a knife, not like a kitchen knife, but like a wilderness knife, like a survival knife or something. So I used that to take out the upholstery staples, and then I was able to remove like the fabric, but then I was like, wait a minute. I can't put these staples back in. They're all bent. So, yeah. So there's a bunch of staples on my floor that I need to sweep up from my little upholstery project that I started yesterday, I think. But it's okay. They're not like scattered everywhere. I know where not to step. But there's that. And then just some light cleaning. Let me see if anyone else said anything. Hope you can fix your chair. Sounds like you had it for a long time. Yeah, and it's not broken. It's just the fabric that shocked you didn't use your bread knife. I have more than just the bread knife now, so that's pretty good. It's pretty good. My knife collect. Wait a minute. That sounds suspicious. The amount of knives I have in my home is gross. No, that's not what I wanted to see either. I definitely have more than one knife in my house, in my apartment. That's so. I feel like whatever way I try to say it's gonna sound suspicious. They're all kitchen knives. Well, except for this one that my friend owns. It's a wilderness knife. Yeah, for like, I don't know, wilderness? Like if you go on a hike and if you need to like cut open a mango or something. Wait, you said you've never done it before. It really was the spur of the moment, huh? Awesome mindset. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I have a general idea of like, okay, this is like out of my capabilities. I think I'm gonna have to ask an expert to do this. But I'm a crafter. I work with fabric. I feel like it's not too hard to understand. And it's just a small like furniture piece, so I figured, hey, why not give it a shot? The chair is in shambles at the moment, but it's because I haven't reapplied everything. So maybe I'll do that after the space. I'll go ahead and order my upholstery now. Yeah. I had to search. I like it was so funny. I like Googled all the pieces that I needed to get like what I was halfway through. Like unupholstering. Wait, is it unupholstering? Okay. Because I'm reupholstering it, but I was taking it off, so I guess that's unupholstering. I do have many knives now, but they are for food purposes. I don't think I have any knives that are not for food purposes. Oh my goodness. I have a friend, she really liked like knife throwing. So she had like a collection of like throwing knives. And she also really likes archery as well. So yeah, and she was like, "Do you want to try throwing a knife?" And I said, "Sure, why not? You really enjoy it, might as well participate." And I did okay. Of course, I'd never thrown a knife before, so it wasn't going to be perfect, but it was really interesting trying to figure out how to like throw that. Okay, I've done archery before. I've thrown axes before. I was invited by a friend to do axe throwing, and that was a really interesting experience because there was a heavy, like two-handed axe, and there was a one-handed axe. And I had to use a one-handed axe, but I used two hands on the one-handed axe because it was so heavy. But it was really interesting to see, like, figure out how to hold the axe and like figure out how to get it spinning properly so that it hits the board. Remember to grab that friend for your apocalypse team. Oh my gosh, I really want to play Project Zomboid. And a friend invited me to play Project Zomboid, or invited me to play Project Zomboid a long time ago, and I played a little bit of it for like a week or so. But then I never got around to playing any more of it, but I really want to play. And I know like Yura plays it. I think Heidi and Lady play it. So I was thinking like maybe we can get the ladies back, get the Daitan Futekini cover group back to play Project Zomboid. I think that'd be really cool. I don't know. We'll see. A one-handed axe, you say? Yes, indeed. You're that much closer to axe throwing. Yeah, it was really tough, and it was really like a lot. It was a lot on my arm. I think my arms were really sore after that. But good exercise. Good exercise. I can see why people like enjoy doing that. One thing I think I really would like to try to do more, especially after doing like the stage choreography that I got to do with the prop weapons. I think like learning how to do like sword like play. Does that make sense? Like I want to learn like gosh, kind of like more of like the stage choreography sword fighting. I think that'd be really cool. I think it's in some ways it's very like elegant and very artistic, and I think I'd like to learn more about that. I think it really depends on the style of, I don't know, of movement, or this the kind of sword play, I guess. I'm not sure. I don't know much about weapons and fighting. I just play video games and watch theater, so who am I to be an expert or whatever? I think Zomboid would be really fun to watch you girls play. It's really tough. When I played Zomboid with my friends, we played it with a bunch of mods to make it easier. You should have a ladies' night. Zombie date. Oh my goodness. Speaking of ladies' night and zombies, For the anime night that I do with my friends, we finished our Vash and Mash Mondays. Those are no longer existing. We finished Trigun Stampede, we finished Mashu. So after, we were like, what do we do now, ladies? And I recommended that they watch All Saints Street because I love All Saints Street, but they hadn't seen it yet. So we've been going through that and they've been really enjoying it. And then now we're gonna, after we finish All Saints Street, because it's pretty short, we're gonna watch the Jujutsu Kaisen movie next week, and then we're gonna watch the second half of season one because one of our friends hasn't finished it yet. So we're gonna watch that for her. I think we're gonna start the. Oh, I actually don't know. It's at, right after all the Junpei stuff is I think where we're gonna go, and then after that we're gonna watch season two. Yeah. Next step, pole arm throwing. That'd be interesting. I'd like to try it. Spent way too long browsing YouTube shorts explaining swordplay and archery. I saw that. Oh my gosh, you just reminded me of something. Is it Duber? I watched the short and this guy was like, you've seen that one trope of like an archer in like a battle is like running out of options and is being like cornered and you see them like take a arrow out of their, oh my gosh, what do you call it? I used to know what it's called. A quiver, an arrow out of their quiver, take it and pew, the person in front of them like a sword or like a dagger. And he was saying, that's actually not very realistic with like these kinds of arrows. But then he steps off screen and he goes, but with war arrows. And he comes back and it is this huge arrow. He's like, very possible. And I was like, oh my God. And he started stabbing his like target. And I was like, that's frightening. My gosh. The archer class really is made up of archers. Oh my goodness. But yeah, I thought that was pretty interesting. Pretty cool. I don't know. I've been thinking, oh my gosh, I think I told you all. I think this will be the last topic I talk about because I'm getting distracted. I keep just pacing around my room instead of cleaning. You watch the same short? Oh my gosh. Yeah, Quiver. Yeah. Quiver. Yes. They are much larger, much more mass, and with a proper poundage, it can do some serious damage. Oh, you mean war arrows or quivers? Oh my goodness. But anyway, I need to think of a character for a D&D session. The cast that I quickly became friends with, which I'm very excited. I don't know if we're definitely good acquaintances. I think I would consider them friends, but I don't know. I feel like I'm quick to be like, yay, let's be friends. So I don't know, but we decided to do like a D&D group, and I have to think of my character. I don't know what race and what class I'm gonna be, but it's like the theme is just like a very basic like adventurers guild thingamabob, and we have to figure out like what our purpose is for being part of the adventure guild and why we help people. And I have an idea for a character, and I want everyone's opinion on what like what you might call it, what race and class my character would be. But I was thinking of having someone. I was thinking she would be like an engineer or like a tinkerer, but like is really like, I don't know, very like hands-on and is always like, if there's a problem, there's a way that we can like craft a solution to it. Like there's no problem we can't solve. And that's through, I guess, like being handy. But I thought it'd also be interesting if like they were also like a magic user, but instead of like relying solely on just like magic to solve everything, like working with magic and like science in tandem. I thought that'd be really cool, like not having to rest on your laurels, but like learning ways to be able to like work, like craft solutions that are, accessible for people who also aren't magic users. I don't know. I was just thinking like an engineer or like a tinkerer or something like that. And the reason why she joined the Adventurers Guild, of course, is to like help people, but she wants to like get to know more, like about how people live and like how like the different ways people craft solutions and the different ways people like I don't know like solve problems I guess. And so like that's kind of why she does what she does. Like she's fresh out of I don't know engineering school, like tinkering school, and she wants to like of course it's like her means of like making money and like, you know, helping people. But one of her like big goals is to be able to learn about how people like live and make solutions. And yeah, so like that's kind of, but I don't know, what do you think? I need to think of like a race in a class for, because I was like, should I pick a race in class first, or should I pick like, should I decide? Oh, did I mute myself? It says mic is on. Hello, hello. Do you put a lot of thought into this? Do you do writing like short stories or fan fiction in your free time? I don't. I wish I had more time, though. Yeah, let me mute and unmute. Testing, testing. 1, 2, 1, 2. Are we back? Okay, we're good. But yeah, let me know. I was like, should I pick a race in class first and then make my story? But then I don't know, my brain started wandering, and then I thought of this story. What I did though is I went on to pick crew and I started just creating characters just from my brain. And then I was like, oh my gosh, you know what? This person, she looks like she would be like a tinkerer or like a engineer. And I don't know, I came up with that concept. But do let me know whether you're VOD gang for this one or if you're live now. I'm gonna go ahead and start wrapping up my space. It was just a nice little quick chat. You're thinking about being more of a support class. Yeah, I think so. Kind of like not really one to go into the front line, but more like, you know, strategize and like create like gadgets and stuff for her team to use. Like if, gosh, like if you had to like, I feel like in situations where she would shine would be like, oh, if there's like a chasm we needed to cross and it was looking tough to cross, or like maybe if they were stuck in like a prison and they needed to break out, and she could like think of ways to like make tools and stuff to get out or something, is I don't know, the sort of situations where she could shine. Class and race first, and everything will write itself out. No! Her backstory kind of just like came to me, so I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna let it happen, and I'm gonna let my brain do the work first, and then maybe I'll choose it a race in class afterwards. Oh my gosh! But do let me know. I think I want to stick with something like that. I don't mind making like, I guess, adjustments accordingly. But I'm gonna go ahead and wrap up. Thank you guys for hanging out. I'm gonna do some folding and some dishwashing. And then I'm gonna play some Xenoblade! Yippee! I'm in chapter 2 right now. Yeah. It's been really fun. I think my favorite characters are Noah. I keep saying I'm gonna finish it, then I start talking about it. I think my favorite characters are Noah and Uni. I don't know. I feel like I always like main characters. I feel like I understand, like, I feel like I'm more perceptive to like their goal and stuff. Well, obviously, by the nature of being main character, you're gonna get more insight on like their thinking and stuff. But I really like Uni's sass. She's really funny, but she's also really friendly, which I like. Xenoblade Chronicles 3. Yes. Great question. Great question. Oh my gosh, I also love Senna. I love the friendship between Senna and Lance. Like, I love how they're just like, oh no, you guys, I said I was gonna wrap up so I could do more chores, and now I'm talking about Xenoblade. But anyway, yeah, I love the friendship between Senna and Lance. I like how they're just like both like workout junkies together. Oh my gosh. But I'm really excited because I know they're gonna like become really good friends as the story progresses. And I'm only in chapter 2, but I'm really excited to see everyone start getting along and get to know each other. Because here's what I'm thinking. Oh no! Okay, let me keep folding. Let me force myself to fold while I talk. Here's what I'm thinking. You know how, okay, spoilers for chapter 1 and 2 for Xenoblade. You know how like Noah and Mio had like the interlink? I think my conjecture, right? Because we have, everyone has like the icons or whatever above their head. And like they have, well, anyway, that has nothing to do with what I was going to talk about. But the interlink, you know, the fusion. And so I think in my head, my brain of brains, I think they're going to do like another big important interlink. Because I feel like Noah and Neo, like, obviously have that connection as like overseers, and they like understand each other's like experience as overseers, I guess. But now that they've had the intern, like, I feel like they understand kind of like why they're doing what they're doing, or like why they have a certain outlook on life. But I feel like the other, I was gonna say cast members, is that group party members are gonna have similar interlinks. And I feel like the interlink, I don't know if they're gonna have like cross interlinks, or if they just have like their one person that they interlink with the most. But I feel like Senna and Lance are gonna have like, because I feel like they get along. Well, I feel like they're closer in like how they view the world and perceive things. So I feel like Senna and Lance are gonna interlink, and I think Tion and Yumi are gonna interlink. Yeah, I think it'll be really interesting to see that like connection or like level of understanding between Taeyeon and Yuni, because I think the two of them are the most different. Like Noah and Neo are both like very good people, a little bit more like like goody. And then Senna and Lance are, you know, they're like the workout buddies. But I feel like Taeyeon and Yuni kind of like are at each other's like, I don't want to say at each other's throats, but they kind of like clash, but like in a positive way. You know what I mean? Like where I feel like uni is very, this is me speculating based off of like two chapters. I'm very much a person. I love character driven stories, and even if a story isn't character driven, I love like picking up the pieces in media and being like, oh, okay, like this is why they do what they do, or like, oh, I know why they did this versus that because of this. So it's always really interesting for me to like see how that like plays out. But oh my gosh, let's see. Best wishes for your plans. Thank you. Well, hopefully I can get this folded. You know, I can just do dishes after the space, because that's gonna be loud. Oh my gosh, let me see. Oh my gosh, there's more. Yippee! More applies. Glad you're having fun with the game. Do keep us updated on what you're doing in the world. Yeah. Win says yippee. Me too. More tangents, less chores. Is that what we're going to die? Oh my gosh. Well, who am I to, you know, stop the gears of the world from turning? Your choice, though. I know things need to be done. Yeah, I've been kind of like on my like case, I guess is the word. I was gonna say on my tail, but I don't think that's what I was trying to say. I've been kind of on my case, like, oh my gosh, now that you're better, like you need to get caught up on everything. But I want to give myself some grace, and I'm gonna let my kind of return back into getting things done and working be nice and calm. I don't want to like stress myself out to come back to all of my work and stuff super quickly, especially since I just recovered from my sickness. So there's that. What was I talking about? But yeah, I've only like played two chapters of Xenoblade, but like I love analyzing like character, like behaviors and like motives. And so that's my speculation for things moving forward. I don't know what to expect in terms of like all that stuff with like Mobius and what that big, like, is it a sword that they're like going towards in the beginning? I don't know what to think about all that. But I think like there's some sort of like, because like the premise of it, or like the setup, is that like you have Tevez and you have Agnes, and you have like the two people on like each side, not the two people, you have the two sides that people are on. And now that they're like, you know, with the aura, like the Ouroboros thingamabob, now they're like on neither side, and they're being targeted by either side. I think like there's some powers that be that like created these, I guess, sides to pit people against each other. Because I feel like, why does this exist? Like, why does the whole like clock thing exist? Why do they have to fight each other? Why, you know what I mean? That's why I think it was really interesting seeing the two teams like meet each other for the first time, and Noah being like, why must we fight? That was a really interesting cutscene. So I'm really excited to see how plays out. I think the cast is really like fun, very like diverse personalities and stuff. Have you tried XB 2-in-1? No, I haven't. I just did a game trade with a friend, so I trade Age of Calamity. I don't know if you've heard of it. I'll get it back after, I finish Xenoblade. But I was like, okay, so why Xenoblade? Well, I think the reason why I was like, oh, I think Xenoblade would be fun to try was because of the music. But my friend is, I don't think my friend has one and two. But I got kind of like a little bit of a lowdown on like one and two, like everything that I needed to know about one and two, I guess. But I've just really been enjoying this so far. Maybe I'll go back and play one and two. Who knows? We'll see. But I've been having lots of fun with my first entry into XB. I've been saying XB. Let's see, more folding. I can make a TikTok on this game. I don't know. I feel like I'm behind on like the time when Xenoblade was trending. That's how I feel like with Yona of the Dawn. I'm completely caught up with Yona of the Dawn, but I'm like, oh my gosh, I wonder if like I'm in the right space. Where is Yona of the Dawn fandom? Where are you? I want to be part of the community. I want to talk to people about Yona of the Dawn. But I feel like that's how I am with like other fandoms, like Inuyasha. Like it's like fandoms that I still go to, a lot, and like I'll rewatch a lot. I say a lot, probably like once every like year or 2 years, I'll rewatch Inuyasha in its entirety. But it's like I feel like it's so past like the prime of when it was popular, and it's just like, oh my gosh, I wish I could talk about it with people when it was at its prime, but alas, I'm not able to. Where? Let's see. Wish you well in your journey. If you can take pictures of the world, it would be nice to see your favorite locations. It's such a nice world. The Xenoblade Chronicles 3 world. I really like it. I like how like you can just go around and like you can see your destination in the distance. Like that's one of the things I really like about about like Tears of the Kingdom, Breath of the Wild. But and then like the fact that like you could just be walking around and there's like some level two, like level 12 enemies, whatever. And then all of a sudden you see like a huge level 80 boss just in the middle of the field that you're trying to cross, and it's like, okay, well, time to not go that direction. Goodness. Be a trendsetter, revive it. Do the TikTok. What do I do the TikTok about? Oh my gosh, I was talking to Non-Iku today about conflict management styles. Because I was talking about that one Chasm TikTok I did about how each member of the Chasm group in Genshin Impact had a different conflict management style, and it was interesting seeing them kind of like whatchamacallit, like figure like work through things together when everyone had a different style of conflict management. Yes, Yone of the Dawn needs to continue. I finished the manga. I need more. I don't want to like spoil it for anyone who hasn't seen it yet, but it's so sad because, okay, quick 30-second spoiler warning. I'm just so sad about the dragons. I really don't want them to die. Like I'm really nervous that like something's, but I don't know. Part of me is like, I don't know, maybe I'm an optimist. I think they're just trying to jump scare us, is what I'm thinking. I think they just want to like spook us, is what at least how I'm dealing with the suspense. I think they're just trying to have us think that it's like, oh my gosh, this is the end. But I don't know. I think of the dragons, I think my favorite dragon is Gija. Oh my gosh, so silly. But I also like Shinga. Shinga, I think is his name. Oh, who am I kidding? I love all of them. Oh my gosh. I think, gosh, I was like trying to remember what Hawk's like fake dragon name was. Thunder Beast is what they call him, but the Darkness Dragon, I don't know. They had some sort of, gosh. But I love Yone of the Dawn. It's so good. Oh my gosh. If you like romance anime, I'd highly suggest. But the thing is like in the later chapters, they really focus on like the politics of like the war. Yeah, it's really fascinating. So, well, between like Koka Kingdom and like the Kai Empire, so fascinating. But Yeah. Oh my gosh. I remember I took a break from reading, I think, or rather, I think maybe they were on hiatus. So like I had to reread a bunch of chapters because I forgot all of like the political intricacies. But I love stories like that that really dive into like, you know, the world and how like the people in it like interact and build communities and write history and things like that. Oh my gosh, you mean Zeno, the yellow dragon, the mortal one. Yeah. Oh my gosh, I like how Zeno is such a happy and like bright individual. Like Zeno has seen a lot. Like Zeno has really gone through a lot, and Zeno is very like strong and like wow. But like despite all of the sadness that he's like experienced, he's a very positive and very bright member of the team, and I really appreciate that. Spoilers over. If anyone paused for the moment, oh my gosh, thank you, Shiny. Shiny, we watched your Thingamabob earlier. Good job. Very professional. Oh my goodness. So cool. So cool. So you're doing the live stream as well on the 4th? How exciting. Oh my gosh. It was like, oh my gosh. It's like, oh my God. It's like when you're watching like TV or something and you see someone that you know like in a video or like on TV. It's like, oh my gosh, I know that person. Wow. Oh my gosh, I know someone who's famous. That's crazy. Wow. Archangels, you are so cool. It's always exciting to hear about like, you know, you all doing all these like really cool things. Like, I know a lot of you guys are like, you know, going through school or like looking for work or doing work, and it's like exciting to think that like everyone has their own like cool thing that they're working on or working towards, and like trying to like be better people and like grow and learn, and it's so exciting to be part of that. Very motivational for me. I don't know, 'cause it's like I want to be just as cool as you guys. So I keep trying to, you know, to improve myself, but also take care of myself and, you know, make sure my heart has room to grow and explore the world and learn about all sorts of like people and food and like culture and all that stuff. So, yeah. Yes, yeah, so on Labor Day, we're casting a high school exhibition match and then the actual Splatoon 3 championships. It's so cool. I like how they're having like a youth like thingamabob. That's awesome. Zeno also carries the most pain. I know, so sad. I also really like, oh my gosh, what's his name? Oh my goodness, the medic. Oh, I forgot his name. I really like him. He's really nice. He's very sweet. Oh my gosh, why can't I remember his name? The medic who stayed with the Oracle. Oh my goodness. Want to be as cool as Rita? Stop! You're so sweet. Thank you. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Mutual wanting to be cool as each other. That's the energy I like to continue to have in Archangel community. Yeah, everyone's cool, and we all want to be cool together. And when I mean cool, I mean, you know, working on ourselves and growing and being better people and being kind to each other. That's pretty cool. So I want to continue being cool with you guys. What do you mean you're imagining for an amazing charity event that I love to support? Thank you. That was a very cool thing to say. Very kind and cool thing to say. Indeed. There's like a bunch of like random like threads in this like laundry load that I did. I don't know where that came from. Okay. Yippee! We're done! I finished my laundry. After how many minutes? That's okay. At least more than nothing was done, right? More than nothing. Better than nothing. Alrighty. I think I'm going to wrap up for now. Thanks for hanging out. I didn't record this video, so if you guys want to like listen to it or whatever, I was just doing some laundry. Okay. Thanks for stopping by. Okay, let me say goodbye to everyone. Bye, Ariel. Bye, Shiny. Bye, Nameroni. Bye, Sky. Bye, Professor Jamal. Bye, Demon Warrior. Bye, Leon. Bye, Alex. Bye, Standardization. Bye, Wilson. Bye, Seastar. Bye, Remy. Bye, Yuzuwa. Bye, Evan. Bye, Singh. Bye, Calamine. Bye, IDK. Bye, Duper. Bye, Joka. Thanks for hanging out. Bye. 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 Have a good rest of your day.